Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Bolivian armed forces pulled back from the presidential palace in La Paz on Wednesday evening, and a top general, Juan José Zuniga, was arrested after President Luis Arce slammed a coup attempt against the government and called for international support. Reuters correspondent Ran Chang has more.
People continued to gather, heeding an earlier call from President Luis Arce to resist the coup attempt.
This is a historic afternoon, not just because the people have retaken Plaza Murillo, but because of a failed coup attempt. I believe the Bolivian people should be at ease. All Bolivians are uniting.
Tension is building in Bolivia ahead of general elections next year. Zuniga's recently hit out at leftist ex-president Evo Morales, saying he should not be allowed to return and threatening to block him if he does. Morales is planning a return to power by running against Arce, his one-time socialist ally. Bolivia has been battling an economic slump with depleted central bank reserves as well as pressure on the Boliviano currency as exports of gas dry up.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Government Minister Eduardo de Castillo said that former Navy Vice Admiral Juan Arnaez Salvador was also taken into custody in connection with the failed rebellion. A candidate in Iran's presidential election has withdrawn from the race. State-run IRNA news agency reported that Amir Hossein Hashimi dropped his candidacy late Wednesday and urged other candidates to do the same so that the front of the revolution will be strengthened. Hashimi is the first to back out in order for hardliners to coalesce around a unity candidate in the vote to replace the late President Ibrahim Raisi, who was killed in a helicopter crash last month. This is VOA News. Such withdrawals are common in the final hours of an Iranian presidential election, particularly in the last 24 hours before the vote is held, when campaigns enter a mandatory quiet period without rallies. The election will be held on Friday. The U.S. space agency NASA has chosen a familiar name to help it bring an end to the International Space Station. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani explains.
NASA has given SpaceX an $843 million contract to build a vehicle that will bring the International Space Station out of its longtime orbit of Earth when its operating lifespan ends in a few more years. SpaceX, a privately held company controlled by technology mogul Elon Musk, will build the vehicle that will bring down the International Space Station. But NASA will still oversee the eventual mission. The International Space Station was launched in 1998 and is expected to be needed to be brought out of orbit by 2030. Crews have been staffing the International Space Station since 2000. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A building in New York City will reopen as the new visitor center for the Stonewall National Monument on Friday, the anniversary of the rebellion that sparked the modern LGBTQ rights movement in the United States. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Diana Rodriguez is co-founder of the Stonewall National Monument Visitor Center.
We have a good amount of content, what we call a content wall, that tells the story of Stonewall. We have a replica of the same jukebox.
The site of the rebellion became a National Historic Landmark in 2000 and in 2016, the first U.S. national monument dedicated to LGBTQ plus history. The current Stonewall Inn has served as something of an unofficial welcome center. Julie Walker, New York.
In sports, the French Revolution in the National Basketball Association continued on Wednesday when Zachary Risache was selected first overall by the Atlantic Hawks. The 19-year-old Risache was named the French League's best young player as a member of JL Bourg-en-Bresse last season. He gained a reputation as an excellent three-point shooter and elite defender.
That's amazing. That's amazing for the French basketball, and I'm so happy to be a part of something special for my country, you know. And I think that there's gonna be more players who will be able to get into the NBA and do something great.
It marked the second consecutive year that a player from France was taken first after the San Antonio Spurs chose Victor Wembanyama, who was named Rookie of the Year for the 2023-24 season. Fellow Frenchman Alex Sarr was picked second by the Washington Wizards. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.